Yeah, as a board, we were, you know, we've been committed throughout this whole thing that we wanted to make sure, if at all possible, we could restore as normal a year as possible for those spring sports last year that lost everything. So they're, you know, they're displaced their summer sports this year. But, you know, for our area, baseball, softball, track, you know, water polo, lacrosse, soccer, that got displaced, that got completely canceled last year, we wanted to try to give them a little bit longer season than what our other sports are when we had to squish them all in together in the short amount of time once we got the green light in late January. But also to give them as much of a state series as ITPH rules and mitigations allow.
And then as far as some guidance with outdoor sports, they've changed that a little bit, which gives schools a little more leniency.
Yeah, IDPH came out yesterday while we were meeting and announced that outdoor venues can have 20% capacity with social distancing. And so, yeah, that gives us some flexibility. Of course, now we're all scrambling to try to figure out, for football coming up, what's our capacity? How are we going to manage that? Who are we going to allow? Are we going to consider visiting fans? You know, every school's got different facilities and different needs, and so everybody's trying to navigate that as best they can. We think we're pretty good shape. You know, baseball, softball tend to not have as big a crowds as like a Friday night football game. So we think we'll be in pretty good shape, you know, allowing fans just to distribute themselves from dugout to dugout around the outfield, you know, down the lines and around the outfield. We'll likely here rope off our bleachers and probably let those be overflow areas so the kids in the dugouts can socially distance. That's kind of our tentative plan here with baseball, softball here, but we're still trying to navigate what football will look like.
And hopefully as you get further into maybe May and June, maybe the guidance will change even a little bit more from IDPH.
Absolutely. I mean, think about where we were, you know, mid-January, January 15th, 20th, you know, we were looking at probably canceling basketball altogether, not even having a season. And football being, you know, maybe 50-50 at best. I remember having conversations with people about that. And then, you know, all of a sudden, you know, January 20-something, we're able to get that clearance to rock and roll. And you know, now tonight's our last home boys basketball game. We've navigated a season. We've navigated a shutdown, a quarantine on our team, and we've had a girls' season that's been able to play it out. We had a couple of opponents get quarantined, and we were able to successfully find some replacement games, so our kids have been able to play and have those memories made.